And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Well, Willie Sutton, the bank robber, once said, "Why does he rob banks?" And he answered, "Because that's where the money is." Unfortunately, today the internet has become the new banks. That's where all of the money is and all of the possibilities for crime as well. My next guest is an expert on internet safety. Her name is Marion Merritt, and she is with Norton. We'll have her describe some of the recent crimes that are available out on the internet and how we can protect ourselves from it. Marion, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
Great. And Marion, what is your official title with Norton?
My title is Internet Safety Advocate.
Internet safety advocate. It sounds very impressive. Now, why does Norton have to have an internet safety advocate? Is the internet that wild and woolly a place that we need to protect ourselves?
Well, certainly given our heritage as the makers of Norton Internet Security and Norton 360, we're very concerned about how cybercrime impacts consumers. And towards that end, we conduct a massive global study of consumers, interviewing 13,000 of them in 24 countries around the world to understand what's going on and how are people experiencing it. The study just came out today, and what we found is that direct consumer costs related to cybercrime is estimated at $110 billion over the last 12 months. And two-thirds of adults, 67%, have experienced cybercrime in their lifetime, an estimated 46% just in the last year.
Wow, I mean, that's a staggering number. So give us an idea of the changing faces of cybercrime. Most of us have received that ubiquitous email that from somebody in Nairobi that's looking for money, but it's changed a lot and obviously evolved since then. What are some of the new faces of cybercrime?
Well, the newest trends include threats emerging on our social media and also on our mobile devices, like our smartphones. And so those really reflect the new frontiers for our cyber criminals. We found in the study that one in four adults have already experienced cybercrime in their social network, and specifically one in six, 15%, and I was pretty surprised by this, have found that someone has hacked their social networking profile and pretended to be them. Now, you can understand, if somebody gets into your network, pretends to be you, they can cause a lot of damage. They can put links up that are dangerous just by visiting them. People get malware onto their computer, and that itself can lead to identity theft, stolen credit cards, and things like that.
Wow. I mean, that's staggering. One quarter of the population has had some sort of cybercrime on their social media, and a sixth have been hacked on their profile. So how do we protect ourselves from this? I mean, it sounds like it's a fairly ubiquitous crime.
Well, it is common, but I think that consumers in the study demonstrated a real knowledge of how to stay safe on their desktop computers and laptops. They know to delete spammy messages. They know not to click links that come from unknown places. So now we've got to translate those skills into social media and onto our mobile devices. So if you're on your smartphone and a text message comes through from someone you don't recognize and it asks you to dial a number or to log into an account, just delete the message. If it's a vendor you actually do business with, there are other ways to get in touch with them. And similarly, in your social networks, if you see a link that seems out of character for the friend who supposedly posted it, and I see these, you know, men will be posting images of fancy women's shoes and saying, "Look at this great deal I got." I mean, obviously, that looks suspicious. So I know enough not to click the link and not to fall victim to that kind of malicious activity.
All right. Marion, are there certain parts of the country that are more susceptible to this type of crime than others?
Not so much by place in the country, but you know what? We see millennials are having slightly higher rates of victimization. So young people do more on their mobile devices. They use more apps. They spend more time online in social networks and other places, and simply that extra time may expose you to more opportunities for cybercrime. So it's not to say that young people are necessarily victims because of their age, but rather it may be the activities they engage in are just slightly riskier. And then men, slightly more than women, are being victims of cybercrime.
Now, that's an interesting. Any particular reason why men are victimized more than women are?
I can only provide some educated guesses that it has to do with men tend to spend more time on adult-oriented websites, gambling websites, and even online dating has been known to lead people into some kinds of social fraud.
All right. My guest is Marion Merritt. We're talking about internet safety, online crimes. So, Marion, there's obviously a chance that some of us are going to be victimized maybe within even the next 12 months. What do you do if you are a victim of cybercrime?
I'm going to give you two really strong pieces of advice. The first is not everyone is aware that there is security software out there for mobile devices, and increasingly it's a necessity. So go into your app store, look at the brands available. Norton makes security software for mobile, but there are other vendors as well. Pick one you like and install it, not only on your phone, but your children's phone and tablets too. The second piece of advice, don't overlook how important a good password is, because if a criminal gets into your email account, they can reset the password to every other account you have by clicking the Forgot Your Password feature, and then they control your entire online life. So pay attention to your passwords. Create good ones, strong ones, unique ones, and then it becomes so complicated, right, to remember these strange forms that we have to use for passwords. So I recommend using a password manager, and Norton makes a free one, Norton Identity Safe, and we build it in to our security software, but there are other ones out there.
All right, my guest has been Marion Merritt. She's the Internet Safety Advocate for Norton. Marion, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners that are out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about this survey that you've done, where would you direct them to go?
They can visit our website at Norton.com.
Norton.com. Marion, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the line.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.